lonely and you're never coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Dream of something wild.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm lying like a child in your arms.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit angry and I know I've got to get out and cry.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified but then I see the look in your eyes.
Welcome back to the All-American Sabbath Show podcast. I am your host, John Burke. We got an appropriate song today. Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. You see what I did there? You see what I did there? That was smooth. That was so smooth.
Very, very smooth, my friend.
What's going on, America? What's going on, world? We have people listening in from all over the world. When I look at the podcast analytics, we have people literally from Australia to England. Like, it's impressive.
You die, mate.
Get it. And now they're not listening. Oh, my God. Appreciate you guys being here. For starters, it is Eclipse Day, and in true Texas fashion, it's not making up its mind. It is just, it's overcast. I woke up today, and I look outside, and we knew that the weather was supposed to be not very good.
Yeah.
And sure as shooting it, and, you know, Texas, true Texas fashion, it's overcast. You can't even see the sun. And then people, and I kind of feel bad, but at the same time, it's kind of like, that's what you get. People flew here from around the world.
You deserve that.
You deserve this for being stupid. I'm sorry. It's like, I mean, I shouldn't say that. I get how this resonates with a lot of people. I'm not trying to downplay this. I mean, it's not something that really interests me.
I want to see it.
Oh, well, yeah, I do want to see it, but it's not one of those things like I'm going to travel someplace because that's where we get to see. It's like, I don't care that much to do it. They're like shutting down highways here for this.
Oh, yeah.
And are they doing this in other places? What's going on, Rumble? What's going on, Twitter? Before we get too into it, we're doing a giveaway today for Rumble subscribers. If you support us on Rumble, become a subscriber. We're doing a giveaway just for Rumble subscribers. You can do it on your app, I believe.
Yeah.
Subscribe on the app. Contribute to the show. We greatly appreciate that. End of the show today, we're going to give away your choice of product from 1920 brand just for Rumble subscribers. So, yeah. Check that out. And if you're watching on Rumble or Twitter, do that thing I like that you do with the voodoo with those fingers and hit that retweet and share the show. We greatly appreciate that. Yeah, they're shutting down highways and stuff. And here the reasoning is because they were afraid people are going to stop on the highway.
They will.
You think so?
Oh, Dallas,
people are that stupid?
Awful drivers.
Oh my, you're not wrong.
Terrible drivers.
75 is just a death trap.
Yeah.
And then 35 is not much better.
635, like,
oh my God.
The only good one, I think, is George Bush Highway.
I'll be honest with you. I think if you pull over or you stop on the highway to see it, you kind of deserve to get hit. I think that is nature's natural way of weaning out the morons.
Thinning the herd.
They're probably wearing masks while they do this, no less. They're probably wearing masks while they, let's be honest. Oh my God, missed you guys. So yeah, Renee, what's up? What's up, Alvaro, the one and only, all the regulars over on Rumble. Appreciate you guys being here. Darwinism. Yeah, I guess, yeah, Darwinism. Sorry, that is Darwinism. So hot yoga. I tweeted this out this morning. You know, Sheila and I have been doing, she took me to a Pilates class last week, and it's calisthenics with heat. And oh my God, it broke me off because I hate to say this. I think free weights, it's kind of like lazy fitness in a sense of like you're just hitting one muscle group, you know, hypertrophy. I'm not saying like it's people are lazy. I'm just saying that it's the easier way because then when you start doing calisthenics, like, oh, fuck me. Like, oh, my God, this hurts. But it's one of those things like I felt like once I did it, I felt more limber. I felt better. That's after Pilates. So then she's like, we should do either. I'm not sure if it was my idea or her idea. She'll say it's hers. I'll say, yes, it was your idea. It was a great idea. Great idea. Sheila, if you're listening, it was a great idea. I think it was because I was looking over. We got a class pass. You know what this is? ClassPass is basically you subscribe to this thing for like $50 a month and it gives you credits. It's kind of like Audible for books and gives you credits and you can use those credits and, you know, local studios sign up for this. And so you can spend credits. Like I think this morning's was like 3 credits. So you pay $60 a month and you can also do massages, haircuts, Pilates. It's like really interesting that people are getting involved in this. So you don't have to actually pay a studio fee. Like if you go to a yoga studio, they're like $100 a month. But you can pay 50 and, you know, you can do like however many classes you want within the allotted credits that you're given. It's worth it to me. But I think I was looking at it last night. I was like, I wouldn't mind trying hot yoga. I was like, because I know with Tango, there's a lot of disassociating with upper and lower body. And I was like, my flexibility is garbage. Like, bro, she was like, all right, we're going to touch our toes. Like, we're going to touch our shins. And you're lucky if you get that. It might be knees if you're lucky. No, it wasn't that bad. But you walk in, no talking. I like that. I really like it. It says on the thing, no talking. I'm like, hell yeah. I don't want to listen to people lay yammering on. But go in there. It was a nice, nice environment. It was about 92 degrees. Humidifier was on. I think by the end of it, it was like 56% humidity. Just drenched. You're drenched in sweat. So you're like, you know, detoxing your body. And you kind of feel guilty though, because like normally when you achieve that level of sweat, it's after running a marathon. This one, I just had to do some stretches and that was about it. Nah, but the stretches, like the more muscle mass you have, good luck. Like, oh my gosh, it's murder. Like it is murder. But outside of that, it's great for mobility. It's great for, you know, stretching out. The exercises weren't very difficult. It was more just stretching. Very interesting. It's body weighted exercises, body weighted stretching, I guess you could say. And I guess every class is different, but, I thought it was worth it. So we're going to start incorporating like one yoga session and one Pilates session per week and then mix that with free weight training. I feel better. I feel much more alert. I feel more flexible. Feels good. And I need to do better. And, you know, the lady was like, the more that you do it, you become more flexible. It makes it better for you overall. I was like, yeah, that's true. I like it. So going to keep going with it.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. It wasn't the worst thing ever. I joke about stuff, especially on Twitter. It's like, I'm going to die. It's like, nah, it's all right. But now the Pilates class walked out of that one. I was like, I feel broke off. And she was like, that was an easy one. I'm like, damn it. Okay.
Always got to say that.
I was like, that was easy.
That
yeah.
was easy.
Mm. Who's excited about the eclipse? Crickets? No. Max Surgeon said, speaking of murder, how's your butthole, Josh? What? Is there something here I'm not...
It's good.
Okay. That's random.
It's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. No. Don't forget to sub on Rumble today, folks. We're doing a subathon all week. We're trying to get subs for Rumble to help support the show. Stingy bastards. Oh my gosh. And then before we get into it, today's topics, Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro. Did you see this on Twitter?
Yeah.
The debate.
Yeah.
That Shannon Joy made a very good tweet that I really enjoy. She talked about that she's not interested in this. And I'm kind of like, well, I am, but why? And she talked about how Ben Shapiro simped for the vaccine, made fun of people that were getting or didn't want the vaccine. Like he's been a not very good example of what it means to have like true autonomy, true freedom. I say she's actually got a point there. I forgot about that because I don't watch Shapiro.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. That he was actually very pro-vaccine. He was telling people to go get vaccines. Like, I think when you have a certain, and I'm proud of us. I feel like during COVID with the show, we told people do what you want. I'm not getting it. You're not getting it. These are the reasons why we're not getting it. But if you do get it, you're not our enemy. But if you're the ones that like say you should be forced, you're our enemy. Absolutely. Right. But Ben Shapiro, like, simped hard for the vaccine. And I just kind of feel like you owe it to your audience to stand for freedom regardless. And, you know, he went with the flow. And then, you know, she talked about Candace Owens being a grifter, and I think that's very true. So I was like, that's actually a good point. And they're debating on Israel. And so the way it stemmed was, like, Candace against, I guess, launched a shot across Ben's bow about somebody get Ben to debate Israel, yada, yada, yada. He responded. She said, any day, any place, anywhere. He said, fine, this Monday at 12. And then she's like, I'm in London, you know this, blah, 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 blah. just doing the casual or the standard can of someone's grift of like jab, retreat. And it irks me. And so if this actually happens, Shapiro's going to, I'll probably watch it. He's going to wipe the floor with it. She's an idiot.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. She doesn't know what she's doing. And it's going to be free. So that all being said, Patrick Bat David, fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit. So Patrick Bat David, never missing an opportunity to clout chase, Mr. Pyramid Scheme himself, jumps in there and says, you know, basically along the lines of like, if you do it with me or something to that effect, I'll donate $250,000 to the lady that was murdered, her family. I don't want to say her name incorrectly, even though Biden did. And everybody's kind of like, that's not charity. That's like, that's kind of like quid pro quo charity. It's like, if you come on my show, I'll donate $250,000 to this person that's suffering over there. So it's contingent upon whether or not I get my way. So realistically, how is that charity? You know, hey, if I get Thomas Massie to come on this show, I'm going to donate $5,000 to starving kids in Africa. But if he doesn't come on the show, then screw them kids. Does that not sound a little odd to you? I mean, I feel like, screw that guy. I'm sorry. I don't listen to him. But now I loathe that schmuck. I hate that. That's like using charity to leverage clout, using charity to leverage a following and viewership. Bro, that's a new low. I mean, but it's not surprising. It's not. Grifters are going to grift. That's what they're going to do. We don't do that here. So subscribe, you bastards. We insult our people. Oh, we got a one-star review on Google. What did this? I posted on Twitter. What did the schmuck say? It said, I'm a thief. I'm a liar. I deserve a whooping. Whopping. I don't know what that even means, but okay. Thought that was funny. His name's Cody. Cody waking up. Cody wanting to wake up and like piss people off, I guess. And accused me of stealing and lying. And it's like, well, then, yeah. He misspelled my last name.
Burkey?
Yeah. B-U-R-K. No E. Like, if you get to insult me and, you know, falsely accuse me, then spell my name right. At least. So, I don't know. But either way, all right, let's get into the news today. It's going to be a short show. We do want to go out and catch the eclipse, too. The sun does look like it's coming out. It looks like it's clearing amongst the clouds.
I think we'll be able to see it.
I had a great weekend. What did you do this weekend? You said you pulled shrubs?
Did some yard work. Gosh, I started jiu-jitsu last week, and I'm still sore.
How is that? I'm proud of you, dude. Good for you.
I used to do
jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, it's still.
But yeah. I really enjoyed it, though.
Like, jiu-jitsu is a smoker.
Because I had my kid. He's doing it. He's been doing it since last September. So trying to keep him motivated to go. I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Daddy's got to go.
Got to go.
Do you think he's going to stay motivated even with you there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's an awesome bonding thing for you and Blake. Or excuse me, well, too white. You've already said his name on the show.
Yeah.
That's awesome for you. So like, what do you think the hardest part right now about Brazilian jiu-jitsu is?
I don't even think the class I went to was too terribly hard, but we went through these rounds where
I hope like, they listen to the show like, and then they pretzel you when you get in there. Yeah. It's like, oh, too easy. Okay, come here.
It was King of the Hill. So
looking like a penis with a beard. Come here, shithead.
It was basically like escaping a guard.
Right.
So having not have done that, it was very tough.
And you're a bigger guy, which makes it a little bit more difficult. You do have more weight to utilize.
Yeah.
When it comes to arm bars and moves, like, bro, it's like moving, it's a lot.
Yeah, these guys are like 180.
Oh, yeah, maybe these little Brazilians, like Hoist Gracie. I remember
like
watching.
Trying to get a spider monkey off of me.
They're like doing Tasmanian tornadoes all around you. It's like, I just woke up in an arm bar. I don't know what the hell happened. Tapping.
But everybody was really, really nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good community.
Helping me acclimate to everything. So
normally the fighting community, it's a very, very good community because they understand it's like, I think Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was one of the first, because I did it prior to joining the Army. And then in the Army, we had combatives, which is a different, it's a variation. I mean, it's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but it's the Army way of doing it, which means it's going to be pretty gay. But then the training of it, though, it humbles you. Mm-hmm. So if you think you're a somebody, just give it a second. Somebody's going to come along and knock the shit out of you, and then it's going to humble you right back down. So those dudes, like, the one thing I do respect about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is those dudes that have black belts, they earn them.
Yeah.
They don't hand those things out. It's not like you stay in 2 years and you get hit your black belt. Your black belt, I think you have to. Chat, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I would hate to be incorrect on this, but you can only earn your black belt from another black belt. Like, they have to actually test you out. I'm not sure if it involves rolling with you. I don't know what it is. The last I checked on this is years ago. It's like, Hoist Gracie and the Gracie, Helio Gracie and the family brought it to America. They were training the Rangers for the longest times. But I still remember that UFC where it was Hoist Gracie versus Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
Remember, did you watch that one?
Yeah.
I thought Shamrock was going to wipe the... No.
He was so juiced up.
He was geared. Like, oh, bro. Yeah. He thought he was going to go in there dominant. And Hoist Gracie, he's like, what, 170, 180?
Oh, yeah.
And he just wipes the floor with him. And everybody's kind of... And that is when Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu first really made its appearance in America on the grand stage. And people woke up and said, wait, what is this?
Right.
Because remember that one UFC fight, and I think it was like a French kickboxer. And he comes in there with one glove on, gets the absolute shit kicked out of him. The sumo dude that lost a tooth. And I'm like, dude, this is legit. Like, this is, and now they got bare knuckle fighting.
You know,
I'm all about it. Love it.
You like it?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Take it back to the gladiator days. Throw some swords out there. Go to town. Let's do it.
Like, those guys leave the ring missing teeth.
Here's an idea. What if, hear me out before we pass judgment, all the convicted felons for murder, rape, pedophilia, whatever, what if we like put it on pay-per-view or something, we stream this and it would be like fighting to the death. And it could be a whole series.
I think it would be good.
And the winner gets like his sentence commuted, but he has to go somewhere else. Like we have to deport him to someplace like Australia. We'll turn them into a prison island.
Australia.
Again. And the Australian viewers are now gone. They're just like, yeah, screw this. Good eye, mate. Yeah. But I'd watch that.
I think a lot of people would.
Hell yeah. Give them guns, swords, whatever. I mean, I'm telling
Thunderdome.
You.
Just like Thunderdome.
What if we just brought back the Gladiator Arena? What if we brought back the Colosseum and had like tigers and lions and like, all right, in today's battle, we are going to replicate the Battle of Mogadishu. Ah! I think that'd be great. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think you just captured lightning in a bottle.
Bottom, my friend. Yep. Solar eclipse to sweep U.S. with some states in path of totality. Oh, my gosh. This is the trek that it's going to be making. It goes from South Texas all the way up to the top right of top eastern coast of America. Man, like Boston, parts of New York. So apparently people were traveling to this path of travel. It's interesting. Very interesting that people are going to, from all over the world, no less.
Yeah.
Solar eclipse on April 28, 2024, with millions of Americans already gearing up for the rare event. I just want to say this real quick. It's the rapture is not going to happen.
I was going to ask you if the rapture was going to happen.
No, because it says in the Bible, no man knows the time of the day. And if it's the day you think it is, it ain't that day. It's not today. Now, I saw on Twitter, I forget who it is. Some woman's like, all right, ladies. It's like, are we doing bras or no bras? Are we going in the rapture, titties out, or what are we doing? I'm like, oh, my God.
Titties out.
Titties out.
Obviously.
Titties out for the eclipse. That should be a thing. Oh, my God. A line of totality or where there will be complete sun coverage will span 15 states, but a partial eclipse will appear in all continental U.S. states, according to NASA. The eclipse route will travel from Mexico and naturally cross the border illegally. Arcing from Texas to Ohio before reaching Canada and going back into Maine. The best time to view will be very, very per location. I think here they're saying in Dallas it's going to be 120. What is the times?
120?
140. 140 to 144?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It'll be different for every single person out there. So those in San Antonio, Texas area will see totality around 1:35 p.m. CT. In upstate New York, the situation will occur about 3:25 p.m. EST. Moon begins crossing in front of sun in Mazatlan, Mexico. It's already started. Interesting stuff. Not really. I'm just saying that for the sake of those that are actually interested. I'm personally not, but I'll go outside. Ooh, okay. Done.
It's pretty interesting.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I just kind of feel like it's hyped up. It's like it's once in a lifetime. It's like, so's this dick, but not everybody's getting it. I mean, I don't know. That's horrible. That's bad. I'm sorry. That was bad. I got to clean it up. Oh, well. Good news here. Death to America, death to Israel, chants pour out of Muslim protesters in Michigan on last day of Ramadan. Folks, by their fruits, you'll know them. I'll tell you this right now. Muslims in America that believe in this should be deported. When you're out there saying death to America, that's treason. I feel like that is free speech, but I kind of feel like if you're saying death to America and you hate America, kick them out.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
That's not assimilating.
Yeah. That's if you don't like it here, then leave. Kick them out. I get the whole free speech thing, and I am free speech. So you have the right to say it. I don't feel like you should be like put in jail, but it's like, okay, if you feel that strongly that you are being deported, you're being, your citizens is, your citizenship is being revoked and you're gone. You're gone. Like if you're over here as an immigrant and you say these things, even if you're an American that says these things, I kind of feel like you should be investigated, saying death to America. It's like, so you're calling for death, number one. I mean, that's illegal. I mean, you can't, I am a free speech absolutist. I should be able to have the right to say, I'm going to kill you. And it's like, well, you can't do anything because I didn't physically do anything. It's just words. But I feel like saying death to America, man, where's it going to end? There's got to be a line in the sand here that I know a lot of people aren't going to like this, but it's like, there's got to be a line. Okay, what the definition of being a traitor and treason needs to be a little bit more clear. When you're saying, when you're screaming death to your own country and your own countrymen, it's like, how is that not treason? Like, I don't know. Maybe if, because I know they were talking about deporting those that were like supporting Hamas in the war against Israel via America. It's like, you're now like, I don't know. It's a very, very gray line, but these Muslims, I'm telling you, they want complete control.
I think that's the ultimate goal.
They want to reestablish the caliphate. And they want, the ultimate goal is Islam is worldwide.
Well, there's enough of them that they could go into, like someone mentioned Dearborn, Michigan in the chat.
Yeah.
And just take it over.
Yeah. They're right now, that's why we have Ilhan Omar.
You know, I was listening to Viva Frey's interview with Tommy Robbins, mm-hmm. Robinson, mm-hmm. whatever. And his, I guess there's a documentary he put out called Silence, and it's on Rumble. I haven't watched it, but just listening to his interview and how, he talked about how the extreme Islamists moved into his mm-hmm. his town and took mm-hmm. it over and started like rape gangs and all mm-hmm. this other shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Because they infiltrated their government.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he got thrown in jail for like 13 months
yeah.
for covering some trials and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Tommy Robinson is one yeah. of the biggest ones out there that will tell you that Islam has no place in modern society. Middle
After
Eastern
listening
Islam.
To this
no.
guy, like this guy, he's throwing up the red flag, and oh, yeah? I think everybody should listen to him.
Oh yeah, I tried getting him on the show. We were following each other before I got banned again on Twitter. That's mainly how I'm securing guests now, but I have to really clean it up over on Twitter. But yeah, he's not wrong on that. Like the Middle East, that's what I'm saying. These Americans over here, you have no idea what it's like over there. Like they don't care. There's no rules. Like if a dude doesn't like you and you're a woman, he can beat the brakes off you. Nobody's gonna say anything. That's why I'm all for deporting these feminists to the Middle East. Like, let them get beat on a little bit.
It went beyond that. He was talking about, like, gang rapes
oh, yeah.
and how they would call the father and son of a girl, a young girl that they were raping, and then have them listen to it. I mean, scary shit.
These are animals.
Shit.
These
scary
are animals, yeah.
shit. I'm like, that's...
Yeah. I always love how they try and, you know, show Islam in some type of fashion of, like, it's honorable and shalala is like, no. No, your religion is garbage. It's straight garbage. I don't care if that offends. It's like, look, Christianity's got a lot of blood on its hands as well. I'm not even going to skirt that fact. I mean, the Catholic Church, the Crusades, then, you know, every religion has a lot of blood on its hands. But I don't see the Christians doing what the Muslims are doing now. So it's like, okay, if you can't assimilate to contemporary times, then you don't belong here. I don't want you here. I don't want them immigrating here. I want you back over there and you can kill each other. You can rape each other. That's your problem. It's not an American problem. Hence why I continuously say multiculturalism does not work. And multiculturalism, you know, denotes the thing of multiple cultures coming into the melting pot that is America. But the one key point that people tend to forget is the assimilation part that you described, is that you have to assimilate
yeah.
to our culture. Our culture is freedom. You don't have the right to beat on that woman. You don't have the right to rape that woman. And that's a lot of that happens in Islam. A lot of that happens in the Middle East. It's insanity. And I think Americans are slowly starting to wake up, and it's like, bro, I hope you don't wake up once it's too late. Ilhan Omar, the things that she said and done and stuff, it's like, no, she should have been booted out of Congress a long time ago. Long time ago. When you talk about you represent the interests of Somalis and blah, 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 get out. No, your interests are American interests. And that's why I feel like America is turning into a globalist type of enterprise. They're wanting us to be a nation that funds the world. Like, how does that make people feel like your tax money is going all over the world? Now, I do have one question off the top of my head. I do have one question here. What country sent us money to repair the bridge that just got taken down? Did any country send us money or aid, anything? Or do we have to do it ourselves? But meanwhile, it's perfectly fine for us to send billions upon billions to Israel and Ukraine and around... It's nuts to me.
Why wouldn't the ship be responsible for paying the damages that their boat ran into?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. I would imagine there's going to be, I'd imagine there's going to be insurance. But Biden said the government's going to pay for it. I'm kind of like, why? Meaning you're going to pay, taxpayers going to pay for it.
He's real liberal with our money.
Boy, they are.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah, give me the bail. That's whatever. That's whatever. Yeah. That's ridiculous. It's nuts. Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Al-Quds Day, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and of all your shouts upon the head of America. Tariq Bazzi, a Michigan-based activist associated with the Hadi Institute, said in a video from the rally that was shared by the Middle East Media Research Institute. Bazzi's comments were followed by crowds chanting, "Death to America," in the background. Bazzi reasoned that the rallies held on the day are so anti-America instead of a focus on Israel because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities. So wait a minute. Hold on. They can say death to America, but as long as they're not invading a capital, they're okay. They're not insurrectionists. They're not. No? No? Okay.
Correct.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Investigated?
No.
Yeah.
No. But go to a school board meeting, protest, gender ideology studies, and nonsense. Oh, you're a domestic terrorist. These nerds that are over here humping sheep, yeah, they're fine.
Now, the lady that, the old woman that went and prayed, who was like 70-something years old and is getting a jail sentence,
yeah,
she should be taken care of.
Oh, she had it coming. Religious
war.
She
was asking for it, yeah, praying in the Capitol.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you?
Praying for the country.
It's nuts.
Slap the cuffs on her.
Yeah. The activist went on to quote Malcolm X, who said, "The U.S. is one of the most rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth," while arguing to eliminate the entire American system. Yeah, he kind of had a change of heart on that one, though, right before he died. Yeah. "It's not just Genocide Joe that has to go," Bazzi said, referencing to President Biden. "It's the entire system that has to go. And any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth." Again, what makes you the arbiter of who gets to exist and doesn't? Like, what gives you the right? But in Islam, they believe that. That if it's not in line with the Quran, then it should not exist. I'm to the point where I'm ready to just see them just be exterminated. Like, I don't care. The Muslims have been a thorn in the side of societies around the world since its inception. Its inception. So whatever happens in Gaza, I don't care. Oh, what about, I don't care. Like, I'm sorry, your feelings argument, it falls on deaf ears. Why? Because I've seen them in their purest, most raw, bloodthirsty form. These things are animals. These people will slit your throat, rape your children. They don't care. These are animals. Now, I'm not speaking for all of them, but I'm talking about the immigrants that come over here and do stuff like this, chanting death to America. Get rid of them. It's nuts. It's crazy to me. Bazzi then turns his attention to Israel, telling the audience that when fools ask them if Israel has the right to exist, that the chant death to Israel is the most logical chant shouted across the world today. I think Israel just needs to carpet bomb and get it over with. Like, the longer this drags out, you're losing more support. Just get it over with. I don't give a crap. International Al-Quds Day, an annual pro-Palestinian event. Oh, go figure. That held on the last Friday of Ramadan enjoys significant support in Dearborn, which is the highest proportion of Muslim residents in the country. Celebrations of the day have been controversial throughout the world, even drawing a ban by German authorities in Berlin on multiple occasions. If your protest comes out violent and you're calling for death, then yeah, it should be banned. Sorry. You don't. And I'm going by our currently existing standards. I'm not going by the John Burke standards. My standards are, if they're out there chanting death for America, you can get out there and say death to you. Ultimately, it'll lead into somebody getting hurt, but either way.
Yeah.
Rallies to mark the day have been taking place in Dearborn for at least 20 years, according to MEMRI Executive Director Stanley Stalinsky, who told Fox News Digital that the town has become a hotbed of hate for many years. Nothing's being done. Nothing's being done. It continues to grow. I wonder if they have LGBT month there.
Oh, definitely.
You know, yeah. I wonder if they have all the gay flags.
They're like, yes, it's good. Meet me up on this roof. During your big celebration.
I could see that. I could honestly see that. I think that a lot of these people are so hypocritical. And the thing that I love about Americans that support this is, like, you don't even know what you're supporting. It sounds good in theory. It's like, but look, you're when people make this generalized statement of, like, everyone has a right to exist, like, that's with the assumption that they believe the same thing you do, as far as, like, everyone has a right to exist. This guy literally comes out as, like, they should be wiped from the face of the earth. I was like, well, then it's war, dude. Fine, war. Bomb Dearborn. Great. Get rid of it. Wipe it off the map. That's what they want to do. So it's just like, at what point do you start, you know, weaponizing these three-letter agencies that have been weaponized against us for the last how many years and start investigating these clowns? Because I'm telling you, it's kind of like the scripture where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be, as far as God. Muslims the same way. Where two or three are gathered, there's a bomb. There's something there. I don't care who that offends. Donald Trump. Okay. I was a little confused on this one. Trump, and I posted this to my Instagram and Facebook, and I tweeted it out for people to see. The statement that Donald Trump made yesterday, excuse me, he posted it yesterday, and he said he was going to make an announcement today on abortion. He Truth Social, he said, by the way, Truth Social stock is just, like, now it's like 32.
Truth Social?
Yeah. Yeah. DJT stock. It's, oh my God, it's plummeting. Trump's value is just dropping. Because if that thing bottoms out, they'll take it off the market. He said, I'll be putting out my statement on abortion and abortion rights tomorrow morning. I don't understand why you just don't do it there, but okay. Republicans and all others must follow their hearts and minds, but remember that, like Ronald Reagan before me, I and most other Republicans believe in exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. I think that's agreed upon. I think most Republicans agree on that. I know some don't. Some people feel like rape, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I kind of agree with the whole thing. Like,
it's
look,
a very small percentage insanely, of abortions.
Yeah. It's a very, very, and they use that to frame the entirety of the argument. It's right. Like, well, what about, it's like, bro, that's like less than 1%. It's like, we can talk about that, but overall, but that part I felt like, it's like, that's not controversial. I think a lot of Republicans are like, look, if we're going to make some consensus, if we're going to try and meet in the middle on some things, I feel like those are, at least we can accommodate that. I can agree with that. But great love and compassion must be shown when even thinking about the subject of life. But at the same time, we must use common sense in realizing that we have an obligation to the salvation of our nation, which is currently in serious decline, to win elections, without which we have... So basically, Trump's saying that we are going to have to give some ground because we are losing elections. Trump has framed the loss of these prior elections due to the pro-life movement. He said this multiple times. He came out and said that he'd consider supporting a 14 to 15-week abortion ban. So already knowing that and then seeing this Truth Social post, I'm like, where is he going with this? Is he like, is he going all the way pro-choice? Because I was confused. Like, it doesn't make sense. Well, Trump came out today and made his position clear, which I don't know why he just didn't do that from the get-go. But either way, okay. He says... Former President Donald Trump officially announced his position on abortion on Monday, ending months-long speculation about how he would handle the issue should he be elected in November. In a video posted to Truth Social, Trump said the issue of abortion is all about the will of the people and should be left up to the states to decide. The 45th president touted his role in the nomination to the Supreme Court justices who ultimately overturned Roe v. Wade and their Dobbs decision, ending 50 years of an invented constitutional right to abortion and sending the issue back to individual states and their elected representatives. He says, my view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint. The states will determine by vote or legislation, or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, Trump said. This is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart, or in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for you or your family, and do what's right for yourself, he continued. Do what's right for your children, do what's right for our country, and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about the will of the people. Trump also noted that while the issue of abortion is often a deep moral choice for many voters one way or another, Republicans must also win elections to restore the culture. See, if Trump had left that part out, I'd be like, he's right on this one. I agree. But Trump is now, I feel, setting the parameters, setting the foundation of, we are going to continue to lose elections unless we go more pro-choice. So now he's basically, I kind of feel like he's leaning towards, we need to give ground to the left. And my answer to that is no. Because
I didn't.
Not in this statement. I'm saying that's where I feel like he's eventually going. Because when he talked about the 14 to 15 week abortion ban, it's like, now you're conceding ground.
Because it sounded like to me saying we have to win elections in order to change
right.
public perception.
But we also know that, like, once you concede ground to the left, you usually don't get it back. I understand where he's coming from yeah, a pragmatic.
That didn't sound like he was conceding ground to me. It just sounded like he...
Not in this statement. I'm talking about the 15-week abortion ban he said he'd consider signing into federal law. I was like, that's giving ground to the left. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, it should be state's issue.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's the states have a right. I think, you know, at the bottom line, we're a constitutional republic. You have to let the people choose.
Right.
And if it doesn't go the way you want it, well, then you just got to get out there and recruit more people to vote. I think that's realistically the only way. And I think Trump's right on this positioning. But it's like, why didn't you just... I thought he already said this.
He has.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I feel like, okay, much ado about nothing again. It's kind of a nothing burger.
And just
it's
real
like,
quick, are you a racist?
Are you a racist?
Okay, yeah. Would you denounce white supremacy?
Yeah.
Let me just get that on a record for a thousandth time.
Exactly. But, you know, I was just kind of like, I expected him to come out more pro-choice, but he said, let states decide. I don't like this idea that a lot of conservatives are pushing now, this idea of sacrificing your principles to win elections. Like, but we've won elections in the past by not sacrificing our principles. It's like, would you be so inclined to say this if, say, for example, the Second Amendment was on the chopping block? And I think more people would say no. But then abortion makes it a little bit different. So,
yeah.
Like we were talking about last time, I think
the Second
Amendment's,
you know,
it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's the Second Amendment.
Murdering children, pretty big deal.
Free speech, Second Amendment.
Yeah. I don't like this idea of that in order to win elections. Like the framing of the argument is that if we want to win, we have to do this. It's like, that's not true. I feel like we don't, this whole positioning we put ourselves in, I don't think that's it. I think there are much more, I don't even want to say complicated, but I think there are much more pressing issues that we should be addressing to help win elections. I don't think abortion is one of them. I really don't. I think candidate quality, I think getting rid of MAGA, get MAGA out of the picture, get more Democrats to come over to say, look, Republicans need to be a little bit more libertarian in a sense of like, look, you know, the abortion thing, yeah, we're not going to compromise on that. But in a sense of like, how do I phrase this? Legalizing weed, stuff like that. I kind of feel like Democrats, that would resonate with a lot of them. Maybe not weed per se, but you get where I'm going on this. But
where the government fails with legalization of marijuana is when they throw a huge tax on it that makes no sense to go into a store and pay triple what you would pay your drug dealer.
We were talking about this before. Like, what were you saying? Like, the reason like a lot of these businesses in California and Colorado are failing, these weed businesses, is they're getting taxed upwards of 50%.
Oh, yeah.
50%.
That's why the dispensaries, they'll pop up and then they won't last very long because nobody's going to go in there and spend a whole...
Yeah,
bunch of money on something they could go buy from
black
their buddy.
Black market, yeah. It's crony capitalism. It's like, oh, it doesn't work. Okay. It's like it doesn't work because the prices are just insane.
Just you make it legal.
Yeah,
because you still have
decriminalize it.
Marijuana coming up from Mexico, hitting the streets.
Yep.
So they haven't done anything. They've done absolutely nothing except probably, you know, got themselves a big fat paycheck. Somehow.
Yeah,
because that's
agree.
All the government does is get themselves paid.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Watching this clicker on Pelosi's wealth when she started in politics.
Oh,
and now she went from like being worth $800,000, which is still a lot of money.
That's a lot
back
of money.
In like the mid 90s.
Yeah.
All the way up to 150 million.
Jeez.
She's worth 150 fucking million.
How?
Dollars.
How?
How? I saw that Grant Cardone was like doing the math on it. He's like, she'd have to be in government for 11,000 years to make that kind of money.
Well, I think, who was it? Somebody was telling me they were tracking her stock trades.
Yeah.
And it's like, just mirror it. Whatever she's doing, do that. It's like, it does make sense.
Yeah, there's trackers out there.
Yeah.
Policy trackers.
Yeah. I did a little bit more investing this morning. I'm to the point now where it's like, I don't like keeping a lot of money in the bank because it just feels like it's losing value versus investing. It's like, oh, I found out that, speaking of investing and stuff, I bought I think it was 24 carat or 22 carat gold Cuban linked little bracelet over in Turkey. For like $900, came back here, and how much it's worth?
How much?
Upwards of $8,000.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I was like, "Holy crap!" Gold over here, oh bro, the prices are insane. It's insane. You go overseas, you get it much better prices if you can negotiate them down.
I think it's up to like over $2,000 right now an ounce.
I forget what it is, but it's nuts. It's nuts. I mean, I'm going to hold on to that. The whole reason I bought the gold was for investment purposes, just to hedge some of the money to where it's not going to lose value. It's not going
to
gain much.
Awesome.
I don't like wearing gold. You know, Sheila, she's Persian. They're all about the gold. But I have the brace. I wear it for nice events. I kind of feel like an Italian mobster. I just need a wife beater to go with it and like a gold chain and a gold pinky ring. And like, hey, bada boom. It's like, just not my thing. I like, I don't know. It's not
I
a
got
jewelry.
My grandfather's gold pinky ring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was he an Italian mobster? Bafangula. Sitting around touching ourselves, watching The Sopranos. Yeah. John's going back to Turkey soon. You better believe anytime I go overseas, I'm going to look at the gold prices. Absolutely. I mean, imagine that. Buying a bracelet over there for like $900, coming back here, cashing in. Let's just say probably liberally, you might get like $6,000 to $7,000 for it. But that just pays for your entire trip.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So I don't know. Yeah. Jack says the hoops you have to go through to even open up a weed dispensary. Oh, it's nuts. We looked at it here in Texas. It's insane. Just submit an application. It costs you $7,000.
Yeah, you got
to. You get approved, it's going to cost you $750,000. Explain to me how that incentivizes a free market. How the little man, what little man is going to be able to afford $1 million loan? And that's not including the stuff you got to do to the building. You got to have like burglar bars, security. You got a lot of stuff. It's nuts. So it's like, I fully support people doing black market stuff. Let the drug dealers go. The government spawned this. Fine. Yeah. If the people don't want to pay 50% markups from taxes, then so be it. It's not, this is stupid. It's insane to me, but you know, a lot of people out there still don't feel like marijuana should be legalized. Like, well, look what it did to these places. Like, look, I'm not one of those people that feels like you should be able to smoke weed and drive. I feel like it should have the same kind of regulatory system as, say, for example, alcohol. You can't smoke and go drive. You can't have like open containers in your car. Yeah, you can't do it in public. You have to do it at your house. I think those are fair things to do because, you know, there are ways to get secondhand high.
Right.
So it's like you can protect the people and still make it legal. And then make it harsher penalties if you get caught, you know, driving while high. It's like, that's fair, but whatever.
Driving high, at the most you're going to do is like five miles under the
speed
limit.
You're still driving under the influence. So it's like, I don't know if I really agree with that, but
I think most people who get stoned would get paranoid and be like, I'm not going to drive anywhere. Yeah, I'm just going to sleep in my car tonight.
Yeah, it's like,
it's not like people who drink.
You think every car on the highway is a highway or a cop. It's like, shit. It's like, bro, that's a Subaru. That's not a cop. I don't know, man. They're driving me down. Driving me down. Lindsey Graham, apparently. I don't read the articles prior to us discussing them, so a lot of this is all new to me. Lindsey Graham prompts pushback, or Trump's abortion stance prompts pushback from Lindsey Graham as others rally behind the former president. Let's take some calls, matter of fact. The number is 913... I don't remember.
Give me one second.
Yeah, we used to have the number at the bottom, but people kept calling all hours of the day on Josh's phone. That was kind of sad. He said, I respectfully disagree with President Trump's statement that abortion is a state's right issue, says Graham. Top Republican senator and Trump endorser is among those criticizing the former president for over his Monday announcement on abortion, in which he claimed restrictions on the procedure should be decided by individual states. He says, I respectfully disagree with President Trump's statement that abortion is a state's rights issue, Lindsey Graham said. Trump made as much anticipated, we already know that.
See, I think Lindsey Graham did that shit on purpose.
Lindsey Graham's an idiot.
Yeah, like he knows what he's doing when he's going out and saying
He said the states will determine by voter level. This was shot down by Graham's tweet is, I respectfully disagree with the President Trump's statement that abortion is a state's right issue. Dobbs does not require that conclusion legally, and the pro-life movement has always been about the well-being of the unborn child, not geography. Yeah, I understand that, Lindsey, but it's also, again, this is a constitutional republic of 50 united individual states. Let the states decide. I think that is the fair and balanced way of doing it. That way you get both sides. You know, you throw them their pound of flesh. Good to go. Oh, yeah, we got a call? Oh, someone must have saved the number. That's got to be a regular then.
The call will start at the beep.
Yell out.
How you doing, Mr. John and Josh?
What's going on, brother?
So here's my thing. You're talking about the whole legalization of weed and you know, drugs of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys read the article on how Oregon decided to go ahead and recriminalize?
Yeah. Yep. And I know where you're going with this, and I agree. I don't blame them for doing that. I really don't. For me, it's like when I say legalize it, there's going to have to be some other intricate rules that come into play, other laws that you have to follow with this to prevent the homelessness, to prevent all the things that we saw happen there. And to me, it just kind of feels like the stage has not been set nationally or even state level to usher in that type of thing. What I mean is getting rid of the welfare state, meaning taxpayer money going to rehab facilities, all these other things. It needs to be that if people do decide to, say, for example, go out there and OD on blow or whatever, you're on your own.
Right.
I don't believe in taxpayers paying for that. But right now, I feel like there is such a fiscal safety net that weighs so much on local economies that it's like, look, man, this is not going to work. When you void people from facing the repercussions of their actions, whether it be from becoming drug addicts or whatever, you know, there could be laws of like, you know, if you're going to be a drug addict, fine, but you're not going to sleep here. You can't sleep there. There's no homelessness. You better figure it out. And if not, you're going to jail. And then if you're going to jail, and there's ways of going, it's like you're going to work for the state in some way, shape, or form. But there's not. Unfortunately, it's like you can you know, like go places like Austin. You can shit on the sidewalk. You can sleep in front of businesses. You know, it's just lawlessness. So I guess I should go in there and stipulate that there has to be certain things that are put into place to prevent the crime from coming in and the homelessness and the nonsense. So I should stipulate that. But if that's what you're referring to, then yeah, I kind of agree. I understand why Oregon did that.
Well, see, here's my thing is like, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You know, you've been a huge motivator for me to be able to look at the Constitution and say, okay, things in this society need to be freedom-based. And even if it comes to drug use, if, yeah. You know, for example, myself, I know I'm a fat fuck. I'm 300 pounds, I'm 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. I'm not going to sit here and bitch about how, you know, my body hurts and this and this and that. I've lost 30 pounds. I'm on my way.
Nice, bro. Good for you. Seriously, good for you. Do some hot yoga. Do some hot.
I tried yoga, dude. I'm not trying that shit again. God, I'll never speak bad about yoga ever in my life.
I know. Everybody talks so much smack about it. It's like, go try it, dude. I've done it before. It's like, it's not easy. It is not easy. Anyway,
you're looking like a freaking Mexican pretzel. So here's my thing, you know, you want to go ahead and do drugs, go ahead and do drugs. I don't give a shit. You're going to wind up dying alone in an ER somewhere. Just like if I don't change my act, I'm going to do the same thing. You know, I'm looking at it from the perspective of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And ultimately, what I'm seeing is that, and again, this goes back to the initial argument where the government just sticks their goddamn fingers into too much shit. And yep. I'm sitting here going, okay, at what point do we let actually freedom ring?
Yeah.
You know, I live here in California. I live in a county that allows for concealed carry, and I'm sitting here going, okay, if I'm going to go out and you know, be a contributing member of society to a state that is catering to all of this lawlessness, one, what's the incentive for me to even abide by those laws as well?
Yep.
And secondly, if I'm going to go ahead and be out on my own, you better believe I'm coming strapped with at least, you know, I can still carry one on my body and one off body because it's nuts. And I'm sitting here going, you know what, maybe we just hit the point where none of us abide by the law because...
That's what it's turning into. That's what it feels like it's turning into. Like, people get away with so much, but you as a law-abiding taxpayer, you get hit harder. It's like, where's the fairness in this?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is because people are so short-sighted, they're not actually seeing what's happening. I feel like if things were like right in front of them, like right in front of their face, it's like, okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to give that guy $20 because he became a drug addict. And oh, by the way, if he robs you, you can't shoot him if he's black because then you're a racist. It's like, no, absolutely, this is ridiculous.
Well, this is a conversation I've had on several occasions because I was actually homeless myself.
Mm-hmm.
After I left the military, I was homeless. You know, I to this day will say that, you know, the greatest meal I ever ate was a 99-cent bag of French fries from the Jack in the Box because I hadn't eaten in about 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm guessing this is prior to you being 300 pounds.
Well, it was on the way there.
It's a joke, dude. It's a joke. That's a joke. Josh is looking at me like I got a dick right on my forehead. You didn't just ask that. It's like, it's a joke. He's already lost 30 pounds. He's on his way. He's going to get there. So,
you know, I did it to myself, man. I'm not, you know, I did it to myself.
Yeah.
So bring on the joke. No big deal.
I tell that to everybody. Like all these women. I was fat too, bro. I mean, I was there. And it's like, I love all these feminist stuff. Like, oh, obesity glorification. It's always somebody else's fault. Like, nobody forced those cheeseburgers down your throat. That was you. Like, you did that. You have to take personal accountability and responsibility. And until you do, you're not going to change. You're not going to change your eating behaviors. You're not going to change how you view fitness. It's like, no, you just want to be a victim. Not you. I'm talking about the feminists.
Well, here's the deal, dude. I've worked security for 6 years and I'm a bodyguard for one. So being the big dude it's like, you know, nobody's fucking with the big dude.
Yeah.
And that was.
But at what sacrifice though? Your health? As I said here.
No. And I wholeheartedly agree. I'm not going to argue against it. That is true. At what cost? And believe me, I'm paying for it. But where was I going with that train of thought? Oh yeah. So, you know, you're talking about taxpayer dollars and all that stuff. You know, my old lady and I are in a relatively good position right now. And, mm-hmm. and when we were both working, we were clearing $200,000 a year
mm-hmm.
here in California.
Does that go far in California though?
You know what? For us, it's actually going pretty far. We've been able to, if you're smart about it.
Okay.
My wife is a goddamn genius. She can balance the books like nobody I've ever seen. And right now, because of politics with my prior job, I lost my job, and now we're on the one income household with two kids,
mm-hmm.
and it's going fine. So you have to be smart about how it is you spend your money. And my right. lady's a genius when it comes to that. So. But you know, when it comes to two incomes, oh hell yeah, we went far with it.
Nice.
So, but where I was going with that is that, you know, my wife is we travel all through California, and all we keep seeing is exactly what our taxpayer dollars are getting in the state. And mind you, you know, you're talking about your homesteading and everything. Mm-hmm. I've got a 1,700 square foot lot here where I'm growing all of our produce. Next year, I'm going to try to start my own business where I'm growing or selling, you know, seedlings and things of that nature, worm composting, all that kind of stuff. Anything that I can do regeneratively, I'm going to try to make it into a business. But where I'm going with all of this is that we're looking at this going, okay, we've been law-abiding citizens. I'm a law-abiding gun owner, law-abiding everything. What the hell for?
Yep. You're doing your part as a citizen. Meanwhile, other people aren't. And yet you got to pay for those that aren't. Like, you got to sacrifice your rights, your money, your everything, your happiness, your safety. It just doesn't make sense to me.
No. And you know, and I wholeheartedly agree. And that's the one thing where I'm looking at people right now going like, okay, they recriminalized, you know, drugs. What infuriates me is now even more so here in this state is now, you know, When I was working, paying for my own medical, my wife paying for medical, our kids, all of this shit. And then I wound up reading in the morning, today, this morning, that now California is like going full hard with the whole providing medical for illegal aliens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, man. I used to be the there needs to be laws, there needs to be government, let's go ahead and tax weed because they'll go ahead and provide more, you know, system or more services for people and stuff like that. And then I hear you guys talking about Thomas Massey and that ticker, the debt counter.
Yeah.
I also saw another video where they're talking about how some out of like $4 trillion when it comes to taxing the rich would only run the government for like 8 months. And I'm sitting here going, we don't have a tax problem.
Yeah.
We have a problem with morons.
Yep. Spending.
Running the wallet.
Yep. It's government spending. Like, I kind of feel like if you took, like, maybe your wife, for example, who you said is a genius at balancing the books, if she went in there and looked at the books, like, what the hell is going on? We are upside down. Like, if this was if the United States is a household, we'd be in foreclosure right now. Bankruptcy, we'd lose everything. But when the government does it, it's okay. Yeah. And that, you know, and they just continue to throw out money to the dumbest things ever. And it's like, look, if we want to sit here and talk about the homelessness, then why aren't we doing anything about it? Instead, we're doing all this stuff to fund these foreign wars, to fund these again, $20,000 for gender studies for whatever, for our Guatemalan drag show, millions to Pakistan for gender studies. It's like, when are people going to start getting tarred and feathered? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, you are spending our money. We didn't sign up for this.
What was the stimulus package they just passed? Was it
$1.2 trillion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson's out. They're going to kick him out. I guarantee he's gone.
Well, the thing that I'm looking at now is oh, crap. Where was it going? Oh, yeah, that's right. The VA and the U.S. Postal Service. I remember when everybody was making a hoopla about Trump, you know, cutting the budget for the U.S. Postal Service. I remember getting into it with somebody going, okay, explain to me why we want to go ahead and have a government program, because that's exactly what the post office
mm-hmm.
is. That's $16, $18 billion in the red over, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, over a 10-year span. if that was any other business,
they'd be done.
It'd be shut down.
Yep. And privatization, like,
you know,
that's one of those interesting. You bring that up. A lot of our, I shouldn't say a lot, but some of the issues that we get are, it's from the post office, from shell shock. You know, when we're shipping these products, as soon as the product leaves our facility, it's out of our hands. We can't do anything. Mm-hmm. But the post office, mm-hmm. the most complaints we get, it's about the post office. When we go privatize, like, you know, FedEx, something else, we usually don't have problems.
Right.
Because, you know, their name is on the hook. They have skin in the game. They can lose something. Their business can go under if they don't run it right. With the government, they are living on a nonstop surplus of taxpayer money. So if something fails, they can keep pumping money into a failed business. And that's what a lot of these government programs are. They're failed businesses.
Yeah, we had all that mail that was stolen from the post office. Mm-hmm. Remember we dropped it off last year?
Yep, right. I remember that. Yeah, that cost us like how much? Like thousands.
Yeah.
We had to go back with the bill. We had to reimburse our customers. Like that pissed me off. It's like, why the hell do we even use your worthless pieces of shit?
They dropped it off to where they normally drop it off. Yep. And
gone.
Gone.
They couldn't track it. And it's like, yeah, you know, okay.
And it's a funny thing. I'm sorry, I'm taking so much of your guys' time. You're good. But it's the part where I'm sitting here. The part where I'm sitting here going, I look at people who are making these kind of arguments. You know, the Second Amendment being one, because I am a staunch Second Amendment supporter. I don't give a fuck. There should be no background checks, none of this shit. Mm. If there's, first of all, the Constitution said, if I recall correctly, I forget which article of the Constitution said that it is illegal to go ahead and license a right.
Mm.
So my part of this is asking myself, okay, when where I'm going with this is self-accountability.
Yeah.
These people I speak to, are so used to being on the government tip that I'm sitting here going,
yep.
Okay, now just imagine what things would be like if you could do your own damn thing.
Yep.
I'm growing 75-80% of our produce in our garden right now.
Nice. How do you make that work? I'm growing a bunch of potatoes, but it's like, does that hold you over for the season? Like, do you grow enough?
Well, see, that's the thing, Mr. Burke. If you'd like, I can send you an email. And I would love to speak to you about this because I started 5 years ago when I lost 3 jobs under this COVID bullshit.
Mm.
And when I started seeing, you know, Kathy Hochul doing the whole, well, you guys can't even buy seeds. I turned, and I'm going to be honest here, I turned my depression into work.
Nice.
I've been working since I was 5 years old. And when I lost 3 jobs, man, I'm going to be honest, it took a massive freaking hit to my male ego, whatever you want to call it. You know, I'm Mexican, dude. I'm supposed to be working from life to death, man.
Oh, so the homesteading comes natural to you. You're out there, like, picking the tomatoes, like, I feel like I'm in touch with my ancestors.
Goats and chickens are on their way, Carmen.
Oh, bro, I got the chickens. I don't think I'm going to do goats yet. I'm going to give it one season because I'm really working on, I mean, dude, I spent a lot of money. Like, it's a lot. It's not cheap. I mean, well, the way I did it. If I could do it again, it'd be cheaper because I was doing all the stuff. Like, you don't have to have an expensive coop. You don't have to go buy all this other. No, their chickens are simple. And if you got the land for it, they're free range. Like, I let them run around the property. They go to the coop at night. They poop out their eggs. We're happy. I leave them alone. They are literally free range chicken. Matter of fact, I bartered some eggs for some free tango lessons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. My coach is like, I need some eggs. I was like, yeah, well, I'll give you some eggs. And she hooked me up for some lessons. Like, absolutely. So.
Well, to answer your question about how I do it, like I said, I'll go ahead and send you an email. The title should go ahead and give you an idea of who this is. But what I've also learned is canning, food preservation, drawing, you know, things of that nature. Like, and you're talking about it being inexpensive and stuff like that. For as much as I hate Facebook Marketplace has been a fantastic resource when it comes to free. Low cost.
Yeah, so I never thought of that.
Pictures of my garden.
Yeah,
I'll send
please.
You pictures of my garden. You'll see.
Is it on Instagram or something like that?
Well, if you are you, which John Burke account are you, sir?
There's so many of them. Go to John Burke Insta, or no, John Burke. John Burke IG. Just John Burke IG. JohnBurkeIG. Because I'd like to see your garden and stuff. I think people have also been wanting to see a lot more of the homesteading stuff from us because we're getting the bees Wednesday. I'm excited for that. I've been planting a lot of flowers and a lot. I've got 2 weeping willows and yeah, I've been doing a lot of property stuff. But you know, the garden right now, I only have 2 topsoil or above ground gardens. They're about like maybe 30 feet long. There's 2 of them, 6 feet wide. I've planted tomatoes, jalapenos, did a bunch of because the potatoes. I didn't know this. The preservatives they put in the potatoes are bad. Very, 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 very bad. Like the Yukon gold potatoes, like it's, yeah. Sheila knows more about it than I do.
Yeah.
But I've been doing a lot of my own potatoes, and I want to do more melons. And then a lot of stuff that we can preserve. I like to do a lot of berries to make jams, preservatives, things like that, that you can just do yourself. You know, you're not going to save a lot of money, but the thing is, though, we have real eggs now. Our eggs are not, they're not, you know, from steroided chickens, like in our chickens, like a stress-free life. And they taste them. And I'm waiting for duck eggs, too. Duck eggs are apparently very good.
Really?
Yeah, bigger and better for you. Excited for that.
Where I'm going with this is for example, one of the things that I remember reading this on the Dirty Jobs, or seeing this on the Dirty Jobs episode. There's a guy who just caters specifically to Carolina Reapers and ghost peppers.
Oof.
And seven seeds go for $10 a pop. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so because they're the ones that,
Now, I've grown everything. Yeah, habaneros. I've grown habanero. I've grown, what is it, jalapeno, all that stuff. So what I'm also thinking about doing with that stuff too is, you know what, take all the produce, use it for what you need, but seriously, grab every last freaking seed, dry it out, pack it up, make an Amazon store or some of the storefront, and sell the seed. You know, I don't want to take more of your guys' time, but I'll go ahead and send you an invite or a request, friend request.
Yeah,
I'll send you an email and I'll show you everything I've got going on, because I've even got like a worm casting setup, all of this on just a regular house lot here in California. And
yeah, I'd be interested to see that. The worm compost thing I'm interested in as well, because is that just where basically you put worms in that compost and let them do the thing? Do the I've got a compost bin that I got from Tractor Trailer. All I do is I add the greens. Yeah, yeah. I add coffee grounds, eggshells, greens, leftover food. I don't put meat in there. And then I just put it in there, stir it up, add a little bit of water. And then when it's summertime comes, it's supposed to like really help break it down. I add the chicken poop in there as well. And then once it gets a little bit hotter, I'm going to take that. I'm going to spread it over the top of my garden. That's supposed to be like on steroids for your garden. It's supposed to help it really. It's like very nutrient-rich soil.
Get a three-tier system, one for your solids. The other one, I believe it should catch some solids that fall through, and then the bottom system will catch all of the liquid. That way, you can put like a little hose picket on there, and then you have your worm tea.
Mm. I'm going to have to do more research on this.
Do your worm tea. I don't know. Believe me, it's a wormhole, sir. Just be careful. You're going to wind up getting down to the point where I started just to kind of clear my depression. I started with 9 planters on my front yard. Now I have 30 and a greenhouse, one small one for the front yard, a 12-foot by 60-foot greenhouse that I built in the back.
Damn.
To try to start, you know, doing for my own business. I'll show
your own business. Yeah, I know what you're growing there in California. Way to go, buddy. Way to go.
No way, dude. No, I'm good, man. I've heard horror stories of the dudes that come in here trying to steal that shit, and I'm not putting my daughters and my wife in those kind of crosshairs.
Yeah. All right, bro. Yeah, hit me up. I'd love to learn more about that. I think people also want to hear more about this kind of content, because I think they're interested too, because I think a lot more people are starting to get more into what can I do with my house that has very limited space that I could do legally. Specifically gardening, and chickens for me have been like the biggest thing. I've always wanted fresh eggs. It's nice. They're a godsend. But then I also thought about I really want to raise my own beef. I'd like to be able to have a cow. I have 2 acres and it's rich grassland. And I like, what all does it involve in raising a cow? Like, what do I have to do for this? And then, you know, get that thing nice and fat and then haul it off to get slaughtered. And then you're sitting on a couple hundred pounds of meat. And it's like, hell yeah, man. I mean, cause I eat more cow than I do deer.
Well, here's the deal. If you want, I'll send you, because I'm an engineer, so I designed and built my chicken coop. I've designed and built my rabbit meat hutches and stuff like that. So the way I designed it, it catches all of the urine and the poop without causing the bunnies to have any kind of diseases and that kind of stuff. Everything that I have on my garden, I'm slowly turning into regenerative. So anything that I use, I do not waste. I turn it right back into my ecosystem.
Yeah, that's what my goal is. Yeah,
water collection.
Yeah, I've got one of those. Yep, collection. I got that. Yep, yeah. I can't believe that they try making that illegal. You know, it's in some places it's illegal to have rainwater.
Well, it was up until I think 2012 when they overturned that particular act. The only thing is, as far as the regulation goes here in California, you can't do anything like power washing your sidewalks. You can't have anything that would produce a lot of runoff, which is funny because it would run it off itself anyways, which
yeah.
will show you the stupidity behind the state. But yeah, I'll go ahead and send you a...
Yeah, please do. I'd be very interested to learn more.
And I'll send you...
Shoot me a DM. Shoot me a DM on John Burke IG.
John Burke IG? Yep. I'll go ahead and do that.
Appreciate it, dude. Good talking to you.
Same to you, Philip. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Be safe. Yeah, I forgot to tell the audience. I get the bees Wednesday. I still got to buy the beekeeping suit. I'm excited for that. And yes, we are doing CBD honey. We're going to have Burke's bees, CBD honey. We're trying to formulate the Delta 8. It's insanely hard.
Very difficult.
Very, very difficult. The issue we're running into is that there's something with the honey that when you add the Delta 8, it lessens the potency of it. I don't know why. So it's like, say like we came out with like a 50 milligram thing of Delta 8 honey. It's going to feel like maybe 25 to 10. So it's like, are people going to buy that? Like, I don't know. And we'd be losing money
yeah.
because, you know, the Delta 8 distillate is not cheap. So I looked at sheep, goats. I just don't. What's the benefit outside of slaughtering them?
Sheep?
Yeah.
Or goats?
Either.
Goat milk.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess you could do that.
Goat milk is supposed to be really good.
Never really thought about that. I know we want to start growing ginger for ginger shots. They're like really great for your immune system. Wheatgrass. For like doing wheatgrass, cut it with pineapple juice, other stuff is very good for your immune system. Just natural, healthy, organic stuff. And it's kind of like the reason I want to do more homesteading is not necessarily that you're going to save a lot of money because realistically, I mean, you'll save a little bit. I mean, the price of eggs right now, I get my eggs. Well, my eggs aren't free because I put over $2,000 into those chickens. So it's going to be a long time before I get an ROI on that, but I'm okay with it because what I'm paying for is health. I'm getting healthy eggs. These are non-processed. I know what's going on. It's the same when you raise your own beef. You know where that cow's at. You know what it's eating. You know that's not getting pumped up full of all kinds of steroids and crap like that. Because I'm telling you, man, I'm pushing 40. As you get older, you start to kind of change your perspective on a lot of the stuff. Like, what am I consuming? When you're young, you don't care. You don't have a lot to lose. You get older, it's like, man, I really want to have a good quality of life as I get older. I'm getting into a new age of fitness. I'm trying different things. And it's like your diet has got to sustain that. And if it's not sustaining it, you're wasting your time. Yeah, I'll take another call. And then we're going to have to get ready to go because that eclipse is right around the corner. No pun intended. They are some bougie-ass chickens, hobo.
We'll start at the beep.
Yellow.
Assalamu alaikum, nut jugglers. How are we doing today?
Select a salam.
What's going on, brother? What is that? Alaikum salam. Habibi, alaikum salam. Let's fuck goats.
Brother John, you are offending my Muslim religion.
You tried. You tried. You tried.
And it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Anyways, so I just wanted to call. Yeah, so John, when I messaged you, like, you know, with those anomaly clips, and I was like, you know, just suggesting.
I don't care
like,
about him. I don't give a shit about that.
And no, that's fine. And like, I'm not, and I don't want to, like, you know, tell you how to run the show, or whatever. Like, I had no idea he was going to react like that. I just thought it'd be cool if, like, you know, you guys had, like, a good conversation since you guys have a lot of similar thoughts right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. And plus, like,
when somebody comes out and says he's turning into me, that's a massive ego play right there. So he wanted me to link up with Anomaly to have a conversation. Yeah. And I debated Anomaly a long time ago. I forget. It was about the Jews. Mm-hmm. Something to do with Jews. But Anomaly talked a lot of shit about Shapiro. I'm like, debate the dude. And I was like, you think you're smart? Go debate Shapiro. I want to see this. And so we had our debate and whatever. I forget how it really went. It wasn't very important to me. But he wanted to connect us. And so Anomaly, apparently, he sent me some clips. Anomaly was like, well, he did say that John Burke seems authentic. It's like, well, granted, thank you for that. I appreciate that. But then he was talking about like, yeah, basically his ego just started talking. It's like, dude, fuck you. It's like, the thing is, I don't need friends. I don't care about being friends with influencers because that's the type of shtick you get. Like, there have been very few people that I've met in real life. It's like, I'd actually be friends with you in real life because I feel like you're a cool dude. We get along. Our personalities click. Him, like, I feel like you get so big. You have such a large following. You start to think that. Like, you're some kind of God king or something. It's like, dude, you need to humble yourself down. Like, you really do. It's like, he turned into me.
Yeah.
Versus having some modicum of humility and say, hey, I'm glad you've changed your perspective. Yeah. Like, what changed that? Versus, like, I told you so. It's like, then I don't really want to talk to you. It's like, that's what's the point? So, no, yeah. I'm not mad at you, but, like, fuck him. I don't care.
Okay, thank you. And again, like, I didn't want to stir up any conflict or anything. Nah. Like, I don't want to be a douchebag like that. I just thought it'd be cool. I had no idea he would react like that, and I didn't think that he would you know, inflate his ego that much. And I mean, I still like him. Like, I like.
Oh, he's got a lot of great points. There's a lot that I do agree with him on. Absolutely.
Well, he's been talking about, well, I mean, I really woke up obviously around the pandemic time. And then like, I paid attention to him and like, you know, I liked Trump at that point and then I stopped, but was a pain. But he's been talking about the anti-Semitism hate speech bills for quite a while. And, you know, it's now that people are latching on.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, you know, people like, and I know you've criticized Candace. And I will come to her defense a little bit. Not 100%. You might be right about her being a grifter. I don't know. And I don't want to act like I know.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is Ben Shapiro is very selective with who he debates. Like, he went to the Oxford Union, which is basically like a Harvard in England, whatever those nerds do over there. I don't know. Like Brexit or I don't know.
Yeah.
UK politics is boring. Oh, with your gun laws. Anyway, shut up. Anyway, what am I saying? But like, he's very selective with who he debates.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, he obviously, he'll debate all these college students, but he won't debate these very prominent commentators that are very educated on the Palestine subject. And, you know, like I said before, I don't support Israel and I don't support Palestine.
Yeah.
And I like a lot of what you said as far as why is all this energy spawning now with the oh my gosh, free Palestine? It's like, where the fuck, or again, excuse me for my language, but where the fuck was your energy during the Ukraine conflict? It's like, well, that's different. Putin needs to be stopped. It's like, oh, here we freaking go with the, as I like to call it, you know, the bleeding heart, candy ass progressive energy, as far as like, no, I'm anti-war when it comes to Palestine and like all these fucking fruitcakes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like ceasefire and all this stuff, but it's like, when it's Ukraine though, oh my gosh, we need to keep funding. It's like, what? Like, just,
very selective. I get it. Yeah.
Critical when it comes to your,
I agree.
And it's just disgusting. But,
I agree.
But, you know, Ben Shapiro, the likes of him.
Well, I've seen Shapiro debate, not just college students, but you also have to understand a lot of these guys are going to college students, college universities with the intent, because that's the next generation. Mm-hmm. That's who they're trying to convince. Like, older people are usually more set in their ways. Now, I remember he's debated the BLM. He's debated a lot of people. But it's kind of like a prize fighting. You got to choose who you're going to debate. Like, you have to, because if you don't, like, it'd be like people wanting to debate Nick Fuentes. Like, when you debate him, you are giving him a platform. You are giving his message more more exposure, if you will. And that's just him. Him is just blatant anti-Semitism, racism. Like, the thing I love about the Fuentes, Groiper, Glory Hopers is that they latch on. These are white nationalists. These are white Christian nationalists. And I know that that term has been thrown around so much by the left, it's lost all meaning. But that's what these people generally are. They are white racists.
Like, they actually are.
They actually are. But now Fuentes has tried to change the tune a little bit. There are a lot of stuff that he's putting out now to where it's like, no, I don't hate this. I guess you do. You've talked about it many times. And then now he latches on to Candace Owens, who is a black female. He's like, he does not like blacks. He doesn't. He says he does, but he'll turn around and say something completely racist. It's like, he latches on to whomever he can get to help further his message. So that's why if Shapiro debated him, you're giving him a platform, ergo more validity, growing his following. So you do have to be very selective with who you're going to bring on your show. Now, I saw that Rabbi Shmuley is wanting to debate Fuentes, and I'm like, dude, there's nothing good going to come out of this. You change in his mind? No. The ultimate goal is to educate the viewership, to educate the listeners. So if Shapiro is going to college campuses, I mean, that's where Stephen Crowder, that's where he went. He debates them all the time. And it's because they're the most opinionated. They think they know what's best, but they really don't.
Right.
And to change minds, you've got to go after the next generation. That's what the liberals have done. So that's where their key focus is, Charlie, Kirk, all of them. So Anomaly and the rest of them can say he only debates. All of them do this. But that's the next generation of people that you're trying to convince that, like, hey, you're being lied to. Change your ways. Change your perspective. Here is a new perspective. So, again, I hope he does debate Owens.
But then again, you know, it also garners views because it's, you know, like, easier to probably, you know, own these college liberals. And it's like, oh, you know, let's donate to Turning Point USA and, you know, the whole right-wing grifting. I mean, I am obviously... my politics are very, very similar to yours, like, you know, very heavily right-leaning, but also some, like, you know, just, like, all around, like, you know, as far as, like, liberal and libertarian and conservative values, but, what was I going to say? But, like, it's the whole garnering of the views, like, with the college liberals and whatnot, but...
Well, you gotta play the game, man.
You know, obviously, would debate Ben Shapiro, but, the problem, so, And I hear you criticize Islam a lot, and you are like, is Islam problematic? And you fought them. You know more about them than I do. You know, I didn't go over and fight in the Middle East, but you obviously know more about them, like, especially when you're fighting them and whatnot. But like, you should be able to and I know you agree with this point as far as, like, you should be able to criticize Judaism in Israel. Yep. As far as, like, that.
Yep.
What is disgusting, like, I don't know if you've seen, I think his name is Maddie from the Burn Pit podcast, if I have that correct.
Yeah.
I checked out his Instagram page, and you might want to go peek over, because, like, he had, like, a post about, like, if you have this view, you might be considered a Nazi, and if you have this view, you might be considered a Nazi. And I noticed he's following this one page called Anti-Judaism, and it's obviously disgusting. Like, you know, I don't hate Jews, or I don't hate Muslims, like, but, like, there's problematic issues that should be addressed. And, like, you know, one thing, I'm not a Jew, like, I probably don't know anything, and I'm probably very naive when I'm saying this, but, like, one thing that, like, there's all the anti-Semitic tropes as far as, like, they've been expelled from 109 countries, and a lot of them are, you know, very well, like, one point that, you know, is very questionable, in my opinion, is there are a lot of people in power that do happen to be Jewish, and mm-hmm. I do think that should be addressed as far as, like, hey, this is an honest, good faith question, but, like, what is up with this? Like this isn't, like, you know, anti-Semitic hate tropes or anything like that, but this is just a genuine question, like, hey, could you please address this, just to, like, you know,
let me ask you this then. I get your point, and there's nothing wrong with questioning the Jewish nepotism is what you're referring to, and I agree with that. But are we asking the same questions about how come we have so many Christians in Congress or in government?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
I understand your line of questioning. I get it.
Yeah.
But the other thing, we have to look at the historical examples. When we talk about Jews and money, mm-hmm. stereotypes do not just exist for no reason. You know, the reason why Jews are so good with money, historically speaking, you know why they were kicked out of a lot of countries? Because a lot of these countries suppressed them so badly, the only jobs they let them have was dealing with money. So when your entire existence is based around, say, for example, you can only do carpentry, do you think that your generations are going to become master carpenters? Yes. 100%.
Probably.
Am I saying this is right? No. Am I saying it's right to extort? No, I'm not. But I'm saying I understand the premise as to the why. So it's like there's been a lot of persecution of them, and then the jobs that you allowed them to have, and this goes back to biblical times. This is not something new, like there was, like, pre or post World War II. This goes back to ancient times. So we can ask the questions and say, look, if there's proof of, you know, Jewish nepotism, yes, it should be called out 100%. But just because there's a population of Jews in the government, then why aren't we asking how many Christians, how many this, how many Catholics, how many? So I'm kind of like, I understand it, but I do feel like a lot of the questioning is rooted in you already have a view that you're trying to ask leading questions into getting people to admit. That's the difference there. At least that's how I see it.
Yeah. And and again, because, you know, I don't want to give in to, like, you know, any hatred of, like, anybody. So, like, you know, I don't want to do that. Like, you know, who wants to be hateful in that way? Like, you know, I hate Nazism, and I hate these new glory hope or whatever you call them, the Kuipers, you know, the far right dipshit. It's just the questions as far as, like, you know, hey, what's up with this? You know, I hope this, I just, you know, want some clearing up on it. You know what I mean?
Shapiro's debating Owens now, so we're going to see.
And I don't know, like, cause you said that she's married to, I don't know if she's anti-Semitic. She could be, I don't know. And like, I don't know, but like,
you could be married to a Jew and still be anti-Semitic. I'm not saying that's what she is, but I'm saying, like, you can.
You can be a white, like,
You can be married to a black person and be racist, 100%. Yeah.
And you can be like a white person and still hate yourself, like, I'm still hating white liberals.
They're called liberals, yeah.
Like, put makeup on when you're out in public or something. I don't know.
All right, brother, we got to take another call.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. All right, thank you.
Absolutely, brother. Make sure you, somebody asked the question in the Rumble chat, how do I subscribe on Rumble? I don't know that off the top of my head. People that are watching, can you subscribe on the app? Have they done that yet? Or does it have to be desktop?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Somebody was asking, and I don't have the answer to that. I don't watch myself on the app. I don't know. or I was told by somebody it's desktop only. They need to change that. Like, that needs to, like, really, they need to have the subscription option on the app if they don't. Oh, they do. Okay. Renee says they do. Subscription button. Well, then hit the subscription button. We're giving away some free product at the end of the show today for a lucky subscriber.
Follow and unfollow, right?
No. Subscribe. Like, you pay like $4.99 a month.
Yeah, I think that is only...
That is only on desktop?
I think it is.
Oh, well.
Let me say.
Well, that sucks. You know, I know they have locals, and, you know, Kick, it's easier. It's easier to subscribe on Kick, and I'm kind of like... I don't know. I gotta ask them about this because only locals. Well, I mean, if you want to subscribe on locals, we could do the giveaway over there too.
Yeah, it's you can't subscribe on
Rumble.
Oh no, yeah.
So you have to do it on, but the locals button is there on the desktop or on the mobile.
Yes.
Okay. So if you go subscribe on locals, we'll do a giveaway over there then. If you subscribe on locals, we appreciate that. Yeah, and it's the locals is there. It's the button is there. Yep. Cool. Okay. Go subscribe on locals, and we'll do giveaways with the locals community because I can get more involved in that. We appreciate everybody that subscribes over there and supports the show. Actually, we're going to have to wrap it up, man. It's 1:20. The eclipse is about to start if it hasn't already started.
It started.
Started?
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, that does it for today. We'll be back tomorrow, normal time. Sheila had a really good idea. She said that we're going to document the bee thing, and then we're going to publish it and then show people how we went literally from the bees to the bee honey to Burke's Bees, CBD, whatever. That'll be on Shell Shock, you know, as soon as, and it'll be a while, like we're talking a year, you know, cause I don't know how long the production lasts. And I have to the gentleman that came here that is part of the Veteran B thing. If you could DM me on Instagram, I lost your card. It's here somewhere, but they asked me to get involved in the Hives for Heroes or something to that effect. And I'd love to get involved in that. Learn beekeeping. Hit me back up. Appreciate you guys. All right. So with that being said, we will see y'all tomorrow right here on the All-American Savage Show podcast. You anything to add, man?
You guys have a great night.
And as always, stop hating the Jews.